everyone. I'm Dave Kersey, and this is a very special call to worship program on this Easter weekend. Jesus Christ is risen. He is risen indeed.
Yeah.
You're listening to A Call to Worship and Praise on this Easter Sunday. We just heard from the Voices of Praise reminding us that Jesus is alive. And we began our program with the American Festival Pops Orchestra and Chorus, along with David Clydesdale at the piano, the songs Christ Arose and The Victor. Thank you so much for joining me on this Easter Sunday here on Call to Worship. And I pray that this program today will continually remind you of the sacrifice that Christ made on the cross of Calvary so that we might stand in God's presence today clothed with His righteousness. Sometimes we may think that it was the devil who caused Christ to be crucified. I personally think that the devil knew all about God's plan for the redemption of the world, and he tried in every way he could to block Christ's path to the cross. But as it says in Isaiah chapter 53, it pleased the Lord to bruise him, meaning it was God who caused the death of Jesus Christ so that he might be a substitutionary sacrifice for the sins of the world. What a wonderful thought that is, that God loved us so much that he sent his own Son, which had his own Spirit in him, to the cross to die, to pay the penalty for my sins and for yours at the cross. That's what Easter is all about. And of course, Jesus Christ was not only crucified, but he rose from the dead to prove that he was the only Son of God, the Lamb of God, who, as John the Baptist said, takes away the sins of the world. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Easter. Thank you for the risen Lord that we worship today. And thank you for your great love for us that caused you to plan before the foundations of the world the salvation of the world through the cross of Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray that all of the songs that we use today and the scripture from Psalm 71 from the New Living Translation and even the classic devotional that we'll share later called The Rag Man will bless every heart of every listener that listens today. And if there's someone listening today who maybe has never experienced the truth of Easter, I pray that they might understand that you love them and that Jesus Christ died about 2,000 years ago so that they might be freed of the penalty of their sins. Father, we know that there were men who wanted Jesus crucified, but they could not keep him in the grave because you had determined and Jesus had told his disciples that on the third day he would rise again. The men that crucified Jesus Christ and placed him in a tomb, could they keep him in the grave? They could not.
They looked at him and saw a simple man, a carpenter with healing in his. They saw him calm the sea and heal a dying man. They saw, but could they really understand? They could not.
He was just a son. had not yet lifted. The tomb was sealed and dark. The cruel cross had crucified the hope of every heart. The Son of God, the Lord of life, by death had been destroyed. Then in the silence of the tomb, he heard his Father's voice. Arise, arise, first star of the morning skies. Come forth, my anointed one, into eternal life. Arise, arise, cast away death's dark disguise. My glorious Son, victorious one, in majesty. Quake. The mighty stone that sealed the tomb of death began to shake. Then suddenly the darkness was shattered by his light. As Jesus Christ, the Son of God, burst through the
Jesus is worthy, the Lamb. glory, praise and honor. Jesus is worthy. The Lamb has overcome. Oh, glory.
Now let me share with you Psalm 71, verses 1 through 23 from the New Living Translation. O Lord, you are my refuge. Never let me be disgraced. Rescue me, save me from my enemies, for you are just. Turn your ear to listen and set me free. Be to me a protecting rock of safety, where I am always welcome. Give the order to save me, for you are my rock and my fortress. My God, rescue me from the power of the wicked, from the clutches of cruel oppressors. O Lord, you alone are my hope. I've trusted you, O Lord, from childhood. Yes, you have been with me from birth. From my mother's womb you have cared for me. No wonder I am always praising you. My life is an example to many, because you have been my strength and protection. That is why I can never stop praising you. I declare your glory all day long. And now in my old age, don't set me aside. Don't abandon me when my strength is failing. For my enemies are whispering against me. They are plotting together to kill me. They say, God has abandoned him. Let's go and get him, for there is no one to help him now. Oh God, don't stay away. My God, please hurry to help me. Bring disgrace and destruction on those who accuse me. May humiliation and shame cover those who want to harm me. But I will keep on hoping for you to help me. I will praise you more and more. I will tell everyone about your righteousness. All day long I will proclaim your saving power, for I am overwhelmed by how much you have done for me. I will praise your mighty deeds, O Sovereign Lord. I will tell everyone that you alone are just and good. O God, you have taught me from my earliest childhood, and I have constantly told others about the wonderful things you do. Now that I am old and gray, do not abandon me, O God. Let me proclaim your power to this new generation, your mighty miracles, to all who come after me. Your righteousness, O God, reaches to the highest heavens. You have done such wonderful things. Who can compare with you, O God? You have allowed me to suffer much hardship, but you will restore me to life again and lift me up from the depths of the earth. You will restore me to even greater honor and comfort me once again. Then I will praise you with music on the harp, because you are faithful to your promises, O God. I will sing for you with the lyre, O Holy One of Israel. I will shout for joy and sing praises, for you have redeemed me.
God is at work today, right now. Let's praise Him for who He is, for what He has done, for what He is doing right now, and for what He will do, if we'll let Him. Let's just praise the Lord.
I'm Dave Kersey, and this is A Call to Worship and Praise. We just heard from the Bill Gaither Chorale and his song, Let's Just Praise the Lord. That's what we're doing today on this Easter Sunday, as we're praising the Lord, thanking Him for His sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary for us. Right now, the Don Marsh Orchestra and the song, Because He Lives. Coming up a little later in the broadcast, we'll be sharing a little thought about The Rag Man, adapted from the book The Rag Man and Other Stories. This little reading describes the rag man, the man who came along and took away people's hurts and pains and carried it in himself. It sort of goes along with Easter Sunday, when Jesus took on himself the sins of the world. And I'll share that with you a little bit later in the broadcast. Right now, briefly, I just want to say thank you for listening and worshiping with us today here on A Call to Worship. Also, thank you for your gifts as the Lord provides. It means so much to me, and I just want to say thank you. Right now, you're probably listening to a radio station carrying this program today. I want to let you know how important it is that you contact this station and thank them for carrying Call to Worship. And if they're a listener-supported, Christ-centered radio ministry, send them a financial gift in honor of Call to Worship. Or you can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. Or you can check us out on the internet at www.calltoworship.us. There's a lot of good things on our website, including the playlist for today's broadcast right there. And not only is the playlist available for you, but the program is available for you too. In fact, each Sunday, we will list the program for that day and the following week. So if you miss it on your radio station, you can go to our website and actually listen to the program right here. There's other things on their website, including a list of some of the things we've read over the years. And, of course, you can also read the scripture that we share on the day's broadcast. And lots of good things on that website. So check us out at www.calltoworship.us. And, again, that mailing address, it's Call to Worship, 1236 Disk Drive. That's DISKDRIVE. Disk Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And so now let's get back to more music now on A Call to Worship on this Easter Sunday as we hear from the David Clydesdale Orchestra, piano and chorus, soloist Susie Stevens Logan, and the song entitled Jesus Paid It All.
I can hear my Savior say, your strength indeed is small, child.
Jesus paid
This was written by Walter Weingren, and it's simply called The Rag Man. Before dawn one Friday morning, I noticed a young man, handsome and strong, walking the alleys of our city. He was pulling an old cart filled with clothes, both bright and new, and he was calling out in a loud, clear voice, "Rags! New rags for old! I take your tired rags! Rags!" Now this is a wonder, I thought to myself, for the man stood 6'4", and his arms were like tree limbs, hard and muscular, and his eyes flashed with intelligence. Could he find no better job than this, to be a ragman in the inner city? So I followed him. My curiosity drove me, and I wasn't disappointed. Soon the ragman saw a woman sitting on her back porch. She was sobbing into a handkerchief, seeming to shed a thousand tears. Her shoulders shook. Her heart was breaking. The ragman stopped his cart. Quietly, he walked up to the woman, stepping around tin cans and dead toys and Pampers. "Give me your rag," he said so gently, "and I'll give you another." He slipped the handkerchief from her eyes, and he laid across her palm a linen cloth so clean and new that it shined. She looked from the gift to the giver. Then, as he left and began to pull his cart again, the ragman did a strange thing. He put her stained handkerchief to his own face, and then he began to weep, and to sob as intensely as she had done, his shoulders shaking. Yet she was now without a tear. "This is a wonder," I breathed to myself, and I followed the sobbing ragman like a child who could not turn away from a mystery. "Rags, rags, new rags for old." In a little while, when the sky shone gray behind the rooftops, and I could see shredded curtains hanging out black windows, the ragman came upon a girl whose eyes were empty and whose head was wrapped in a bandage. Blood soaked her bandage, and a single line of red ran down her cheek. Now, as the tall ragman looked upon this child with pity in his eyes, he drew a lovely yellow bonnet from his cart. "Give me your rag," he said, "and I'll give you mine." The child could only gaze at him while he loosened the bandage, removed it, and then tied it to his own head. The yellow bonnet he then set on hers, and I gasped at what I saw, for with the bandage went the wound. Against his brow it ran darker, more substantial blood, his own. "Rags, rags, I take old rags," cried the now sobbing, bleeding, strong, intelligent ragman. The ragman now seemed more and more in a hurry. The ragman then came upon a man leaning against a telephone pole. "Are you going to work?" he asked the man. The man just shook his head. The ragman pressed him. "Do you have a job?" "Are you crazy?" sneered the man. He then pulled away from the pole, revealing the right sleeve of his jacket, flat, the cuff stuffed into his pocket. He had no arm. "So," said the ragman, "give me your jacket, and I'll give you mine." Such quiet authority in his voice. The one-armed man took off his jacket, and so did the ragman, and I trembled at what I saw. For the ragman's arm stayed in its sleeve, and when the man put on the ragman's jacket, he now had two good arms, thick as tree limbs. But now the ragman had only one. "Now you go to work," he said. After that, the ragman found a drunk, an old man, hunched and sick, lying unconscious beneath an army blanket. The ragman took the blanket and wrapped it around himself, but for the drunk, he left new, clean clothes. And now I found that I had to run to keep up with the ragman, though he was weeping uncontrollably and bleeding freely at the forehead, pulling his cart with one arm, stumbling from drunkenness, falling again and again, exhausted, old and sick, yet he went with terrible speed. On spider's legs, he skittered through the alleys of the city, this mile and the next, until he came to the edge of the city, and then he rushed beyond. I wept to see the change in this man. I hurt so to see his sorrow, and yet I needed to see where he was going in such haste, perhaps to know what drove him so. The now little old ragman came to a landfill and a dumping ground. I wanted to help him in what he did, but I hung back, hiding. He climbed a hill, and with tormented labor, he cleared a little space on that hill. Then he sighed and lay down. He pillowed his head on a handkerchief and a jacket. He covered his bones with an old army blanket. And then he died. Oh, how I cried as I witnessed that death. I slumped in a junked car and wailed and moaned as one who had no hope, because I had come to love that ragman. Every other face had faded in the wonder of this man, and I cherished him. But he had died, and it was over. I sobbed myself to sleep. I do not know, how could I know, that I slept through Friday night and all day Saturday, and it's night too. But then, on Sunday morning, I was awakened by an intense bright light. The light, pure, hard, demanding light, slammed against my face, and I blinked. But I looked and I saw the last and the first wonder of all, because there was the ragman, folding the blanket most carefully, a scar on his forehead, but he was now alive. And besides that, healthy. There was no sign of sorrow or of old age, and all the rags that he had gathered now shined as the sun. Well, I then lowered my head, and trembling for all that I had seen, I walked up to the ragman. I told him my name with shame, for I was a sorry figure next to him. Then as I looked at the condition of my own clothes, I said to him with deep yearning in my voice, "Dress me, please." He dressed me. My Lord took my filthy rags and put new, clean, shining clothes on me, and I am a wonder beside him. The ragman, the Christ.
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am sad, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes me glad. He's my Jesus is all the world to me, and true to him I wanna be. Oh, how could I this friend deny, when he's been so true to me? Following him, I know I'm right. He watches over me day and night. Following him by day or night, he's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, and I want no better friend. I trust him now, I'll trust him when life's fleeting days shall end. Beautiful life with sun. suffering. Beautiful life, the sea that has no end. Eternal life, eternal joy. He's my
I'm Dave Kersey, and I thank you for joining me today here on A Call to Worship and Praise. And thank you for your letters and for your financial help of this ministry. You can write to us here at Call to Worship, 1236 Disc Drive, Suite E, Medford, Oregon, 97501. And also don't forget you can check us out on the Internet at www.calltoworship.us. Thank you so much for worshiping with us today. And remember that Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Radio and Television Ministries of Medford, Oregon. Well, let's wind up our time together now with the Old Time Gospel Hour Choir and Orchestra and the medley of two songs, He Lives and Because He Lives. Have a wonderful week. See you next week here on A Call to Worship and Praise.